And at 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, we welcome once again Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbing. Every Tuesday we talk about plumbing, but it's really an important issue of, well, certainly of late, because there have been unprecedented water outages in Ballito in the suburbs, all as a result of a burst pipe down Ballito Drive, which when it was repaired, and it was repaired promptly and efficiently by Caesar Water, but of course when they recharged the pipe, it then found another weakness and blew there. And seven times in a row, there has been water outages over the weekend and until last night, early hours of this morning. In fact, I heard the rumbling of heavy traffic as they dug. And it's a real issue. When your pressure is reduced and then increased, it puts huge strain on plumbing. But of course, the reticulation of municipal water is in those old pipes of ours, which are probably 50 years old now, I would imagine. I don't know.
Yep.
They are. It looks like they're ready to go. And my big concern, and I'm asking you the question if you have any inside information, my big concern is that because Caesar Water is not guaranteed of the continued concession that they currently enjoy as privateers, they're a private company, thank heavens for them, they do a great job, unlike our municipality with their erratic electricity repairs and sorting out. But I believe the municipality wants to take back the water provision because it generates a lot of money for them. Clearly it does, because if you look at Caesar Water's results, and it's a shared operation between them and the municipality, they provide a huge amount of revenue to the municipal budget, and that's just their share. So it's a big money spinner.
Well, the biggest thing at the moment is it's actually being managed properly. So
they are managing it properly, but I fear that they're not putting in infrastructure that is a sort of scheduled maintenance kind of deal. Because, well, would you, if you were a company that is not guaranteed of a future contract, would you then go and sink millions of rands into infrastructure that you're not going to enjoy the benefit of later? No, I don't think you would. I think you would simply wait and see, and I think that's pretty much what's happening right now.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if Caesar can get that contract awarded for another 20 years, then the maths adds up.
Of course.
Then the guys have got the ability to invest that money to know that they're not going to have the water loss issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, the aging infrastructure that we have, Caesar Water do amazing things to try and maintain it. And their teams are so efficient getting onto site, getting the work done, getting everything repaired.
It's a fact. When you watch how efficiently and effectively they tackle the water problems versus how inefficiently our municipal service providers, in inverted commas, because I could call them other things, go about. Apparently, it's almost, and I don't want to sort of speak out of turn here, but from what I'm led to believe, they rack up so much in overtime revenue that these folk that respond to electricity outages are absolutely coining it, making huge amounts of money because, well, you know, it's overtime, and wouldn't you do the same? I suppose in a similar situation,
Milk it.
Yeah, let's do it. Anyway, but let's move on to more exciting things right now. And those exciting things are, you have been circulating a very interesting couple of pics and a voice note of someone local, I believe, that shows the results of what happens when a geezer goes wrong.
Yeah. So it's actually very, very scary, and I'll post them up on our Chapman Plumbing social media page. It is in South Africa. It's down in the Cape area, and there was a gentleman that was house-sitting a house for someone and doing a little bit of work at the house at the same time, and people hadn't been staying in their house, they were overseas. He came in, turned the geezer on, and the thermostat failed. The safety valve did what it needed to do and started relieving water out of it. So he phoned a friend of his who said, don't worry, I'll sort it out. It's a leaking pipe. And put an end cap on the safety valve. So here's where you go into the reason why geysers are plumbed in a certain way. That geyser happened to have a non-return valve on the inlet of it as well to stop any pushback. So you essentially have two safeties on a geyser. You have your expansion valve on the inlet, on your pressure regulating valve. That's why your manufacturers and your regulations very clearly state between your hot water heater and your pressure regulating valve with the expansion valve on, you may not have any valves, non-return valves, anything in between the two of those. So you have free flow of water backwards and forwards. Then on the hot water outlet side of your geyser, you've got a temperature pressure valve. Now that temperature pressure valve, as it says, reacts to pressure, open to release, or if the temperature exceeds the set safety point, it opens to release to cool the system down or relieve pressure. Now in this event, there was a non-return valve on the inlet of the geyser, so nothing could push backwards towards the expansion valve, and the safety valve had been capped off. You essentially creating a bomb.
Wow.
So
which was pretty much what we saw in that, or what you'll see in the clip that you're going to circularize.
100%. I mean, you can see in the bathroom where the hot water heater was placed. It was in a little ducted, boxed off area inside the bathroom. It's a timber house, and the timber house is shattered. I mean, there's like 50 by 152 timbers that have been flung across, sticking out a window, punched through a wall. Those plantation shutter, those American shutter vibes that the guys have got on their windows, those things are blown out, the glass is blown. There's internal walls that are no longer there. Fortunately enough, nobody was injured through this process because the pipe was capped off, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, the geyser went kaboom. So it's when I say on radio and talk to people that you need to, when you install a geyser, make sure you have it installed by a compliant and competent person. And I'm saying it not because I want work out of somebody. I'm saying because it's the safety of your life and your family's life. That if it's not, I mean, there was a house down the South Coast about 10 years ago that had a similar episode that happened to it. The entire house ended up being demolished.
Wow.
Because it was a brick house. The geyser was in the middle of the house on the roof, and all of that energy just went, it's a bomb. It went out into all the walls through the house, and every single wall in that house was compromised. So they demolished the house and rebuilt it.
So it's a serious matter, and obviously needs to be taken seriously. And the idea is that if you're going to have a geyser replacement, and I would imagine that with all the outages we've been having, both water and power, there will be geyser failures now. And I would imagine that's going to be the order of the day. Don't go cheap. Don't go chintzy. Use Belito Connect. If you're looking for a good plumber, you'll find one. You'll probably find Chapman at the top of the list.
I hope so.
But on the note, I just wanted to ask you, what is the protocol? It used to be back in the day that if you had a water outage, a municipal cut off for whatever reason, maintenance or whatever, you should switch your geyser off. Is that still the protocol?
100%. Yeah. So even though your geyser is piped up in such a way, it has when you pipe it up, it has an anti-siphon loop on it with a little vacuum breaker. So when the water turns off and it starts drawing, siphoning out, it
doesn't empty.
The vacuum breaker is supposed to open. Sometimes the vacuum breakers get stuck, and then you end up with it siphoning out. So it's always...
And then your element will literally burn out because it's got no water to keep it moderately cool.
It hangs dry, and because the thermostat is no longer in a body of water to read the temperature from that the element's creating, it just stays on and eventually just...
So it's good practice. If the water is cut, switch off your geyser.
100%.
Good to know. I thought maybe that was old school thinking, and that modern technology had overcome the problem, but clearly not.
No, so I'm also down the line. That's why I always talk about having a municipal backup tank in your property to keep your house pressurized. Because if there is a municipal water cut, I would generally go outside and close the water.
Oh, really?
To the house as well, or advise people to close the water to their house, because you can drain your water out of your property into the system. And when they turn the water back on, you have this shockwave of nonsense that comes through sand and grit and air. Air is the worst thing. So when you hear on your social media groups and everything like that, that the water has been turned back on and restored, you go crack your water open like a quarter and go and open the highest bath tap or basin tap or something in your house and let all that air and everything bleed out of the system first. Then it will fill up your geyser. You'll let all the hot air out of your geyser.
So it's
system.
Not good to have all that hissing and sputtering. I think I thought it was rather exciting hearing that. It's like,
we have water again.
Yeah.
No, we've had clients that have had their kitchen sink mixers, the good old fashioned kitchen sink mixer, that when they turn the water on, there's this bangs of water hammer and air coming through, and the kitchen sink mixer spout shoots off and hits the ceiling.
It's dangerous.
So the issue is that the water is so heavy that it compresses the air way beyond the pressure of the water. So you end up with pockets of very highly pressurized air that can cause damage. Pop geysers, pop taps, pop pipes.
Wow.
So it's always, if you know there's a water cut and you have the opportunity, turn your geyser off, shut your water supply off to your house. Protect your house.
Or even better, have a backup tank that avoids that situation.
I like the way you think.
Yes. And to find out more about that, you're going to get hold of Barry or his team at Chapman Plumbing, and they'll give you a quote and let you know why it's such a good idea to think along those lines. And that's where we leave it for today. Always interesting chatting with Chapman. And it'll be up as a podcast shortly. I noticed you put up a pic on social media of you wailing and gnashing your teeth outside the studio. I wondered what that was all about. Now I understand. And we'll chat again in a week's time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barry. The Morning Show continues.